Yeah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, on Samach Chesamut Beis, the Rabbi Yossi says, he used to go all the way out on the Yantav of Shavuos. He would go all the way out and have a very fancy Suda. He would use meats that he never used during the year. He would use an igla tilsa, very expensive kind of a meat. So Gemara says, the Rav Yosef, b'yayma da'atzarta amar, when it would get to the Yantav of Shavuos, he would say, avdili igla tilsa. Make for me this very, it's a third calf. Some Rishonim say it's a type of meat, a part of the calf, a third calf that was born from the mother. It's considered a delicacy. Amar, because he says, he lav hayoyma, if not for this day that the Torah was given, that's the pashtus of the Gemara. Kama Yosef ika b'shuka. There'd be many Yosefs in the shuk. I became who I am because of the Yantav of Shavuos. And Rashi, and Mameli is celebrating Shavuos. Rashi learns Torah a little, learns the Gemara a little different. Rashi says Ilav HaYoyme is actually not referring to Shavuos itself. But Ilav HaYoyme is if referring to the day that he started to learn, which obviously is because Hashem gave us the Torah on Shavuos. He says like this, Zok Rashi, Ilav HaYoyme Shalamadati Torah. If not for this day where I learned Torah, then Nisra Mamti. And I became a more elevated person. I became a more lifted, a taller person, a bigger person than Isra Mamti. There's many people in the shuk with the name Yosef. And what would have been the difference between me and them? So this day, Ilav Hayom Shalamadati Torah Venisra Mamti. This is the day that gave me the Raimamus, the Venisra Mamti, the day that I began to learn. And I have a question. First of all, what does the word Venisra Mamti mean? I became more meraima, more the ram means something that's high. What is this lashon lamadati Torah v'nisra mamti? I became high, higher than what? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, he says the way Rashi's explaining it: had I not learned Torah, there's many people in the shuk by the name of Yosef. There's many people in the base medrash by the name of Yosef as well. What does v'nisra mamti mean? That I'd be more than the people outside? The Lashon is, there's many people with that name. What would be the difference between me and them? And now that you learn Torah, what's the difference between you and all the other Yosefs who learn? It seems to be from this Lashon that Lamadati Torah V'Nisra Mamti gave him something called an identity, his own personal identity. How does the Limud HaTorah, the V'Nisra Mamti, reflect that personal identity that he had? But it's just because some people don't learn, so then I'm like everybody else who learns.
Today has been 35 years.
And that's what, if you could please mute your screens and phones. It is the 35th day of the Omer, but if you could please mute your phones, that would be great. And I'd like to begin with something I learned in the Aruch Chaim in the Parsha this week, in Parshas Bechukosai, a tremendous, tremendous yesod from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And at the beginning, Parshas Bechukosai, the Aruch Chaim has 42 different pshatim in that first pasuk. So if you want to look this up, it's pshat number 27. The 27th pshat in that pasuk, he learns like this. But let's speak out some kashas. The opening pasuk in Bechukosai, it seems to be very wordy and almost saying the same thing three times. In Bechukosai teilechu, if you go with my chukim, ve'es mitzvosai teshmeru, and you keep my chukim, Vasisa my son, and you do them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to get 33 Gevaldige Brachas. What is the difference? B'chukai Saiteleichu means you're doing the mitzvahs. Ves mitzvah Saiteshmeru means you're doing the mitzvahs. Vasisa my son means you're doing the mitzvahs. How many times do you have to keep saying the same thing? And Chazal weigh in on this. Chazal say B'chukai Sai Zamelus B'tari. There's many different biurim. Let me tell you the way the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains this, and this is such a yesodistic yedia, and then we'll see his beer in the pasuk. Number one, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Nun Vav, there's a sugi over there in the Gemara if there is mazal li Yisrael, ain't mazal li Yisrael. But the discussion over there is like this: when a person is born, the concept of mazal is that depending on when a person is born, a person has certain tendencies based on the stars, based on the constellations, what hour of the day, what day of the week, the various combinations of that determine the person's nature. person could be born under a certain mazel that causes him to have a netiyah, the Gemara says, towards stealing, towards shfichas damim, towards znos, towards all kinds of very negative traits. And it's inborn. When a person's born, he has that. He has that disadvantage, if you will, because he has a certain predisposition towards these things. So there is this concept called mazel. A person could therefore say to himself, it's true that the Torah gives me certain azharas, and the Torah tells me things I'm allowed to do, and the Torah tells me things that I'm not allowed to do, but there's certain things that mamash go against my teva. It's against my nature. What does the Rosh Hashanah want from me? I can't do that. I have a ptur einus. Says the Aruch Chaim, I'm going to read to you his lashon. V'chash Hashem, Hashem was concerned, ki yomar adam, that a person might say, ki k'sheyesh hamazel, that if the mazel itself, magid al resha hanoilad bay, the mazel indicates, speaks about the fact that the person has certain negativity to him. It's inborn negative traits. Ein biyadei lasakein, he can't fix it. V'onosu, he's an einus, he would love to be different, but he can't, it's the way he is. Upata mi'ainus, he's certainly parted from getting punished. Therefore, connected this person, or chizuk to this person, and ashara to this person, comes this first pasuk in B'chukai Yisai and says, in B'chukai Yisai teilechu, a chayk is something that's fixed. Chayk v'lo yavar, chayk nasan v'lo yavar. Chayk is something that's fixed. The laws of nature are called chukais shamayim v'aretz. The fixed laws of shamayim v'aretz, this is the way shamayim operates. This is the way the earth operates. Things are a chayk, things are a certain way. In nature, im b'chukaisai teilechu, if with chukaisai, which means, says the Aruch Chaim, the mazalus teilechu, a person will find himself going. A person sees that he's pushed, he's motivated, he moves around according to certain laws of nature. He has certain inborn traits. Pirish yisayvavu eschem haloich b'derech loytayv. A person sees that the chukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in bria somehow cause him to go in a derech loytayv. That's not enough of a ptur, says Aruch Chaim. It's not going to exonerate you from responsibility. Ve'es mitzvay say tishmeru al kol panim atem chayavim. You could, and therefore you should, be doing all the mitzvahs anyway. But how? It's against my nature. What should I do? He answers, he says that this is the rest of the pasuk. Ve'asisem oisam. Asisem oisam means you could remake them. You could affect your nature, you could affect your mazel. V'yesh tikun la'mazel. V'hu aimrei v'asisem oisam. You could remake them. The word v'asisem doesn't only mean make. The word v'asisem could also mean, like v'asasa es tziparnea, that it says by the eshes yefas tayar, which means you could fix, you could perfect it, you could change it, you could develop it. Yes, you might be born with a certain disadvantage, but ve'es mitzvaysei tishmeru v'asisem oisam, if you do the mitzvahs, there is a way you are able to fix it, you're able to elevate yourself, you're able to control it. There's a way to do it. And that's this azara, the first pasuk, the whole parshas B'chukai said, there's mitzvah saseis, there's mitzvah zloisas, I'm sorry, there's klalus, there's brachas, there's all kinds of things going on in the parsha. Person could say, maybe I'm not afraid of it, maybe I shouldn't be afraid of it. I'm trying the best I can, but I can only do what I could do. And the answer is no, you could do more than that. Somehow you could do more than that. In B'chukai said teilechu, if you find yourself just being pushed and pulled with chukaisai, with the chukei ateva, ve'es mitzvaisai tishmeru, you should realize that you still have to keep the mitzvahs, guard the mitzvahs, protect them, ve'asisa ma'isam, and you'll be able to change those chukim if you have that motivation and you have that focus and that drive. And the kash is, but how do I do it? L'maisa, that's my nature. Is there some sort of segula? Perhaps the Sfasema says when we make a bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu, that means when a person is about to do a mitzvah, as you are ready to do a mitzvah, there's a certain kedusha that envelops you. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav. When I'm about to do a mitzvah, there's a certain kedusha that overtakes a person. Basis is on Chazal. And mamela, I have that armor, I have that kedusha, I have that tire that allows me to do it. But in preparation for Shavuos and l'maisa we're b'nei Torah, We people who learn, we people who connected to Talmud Torah, people who put in the effort to learn. So I'd like to share with you something. Perhaps I've mentioned parts of this in the past, but to try to put it together, and maybe there's other ways to, you know, to get to this maskana, but this is the way we'd like to present it. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Part of the Gemara everybody knows. The Gemara says that to Rabbi Alexandri, similar to the Medrash, but this is the way the Gemara says it. Machriz Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri announced, he called out, Man bai chai, man bai chai. Who wants life? Who wants life? Konav kule alma, v'asu kule alma legabe. Life? Everybody wants life. There's people dying in hospitals. There's people, it's not pashat to have life. Everybody was crowding around. We want to have lan chai. Give us life, give us life. Amar lehu, he says to them, Mi ha'isha chafetz chaim, you want life? Netzar lashon chameira. You have to guard your mouth and not speak lashon har. Okay? Everybody knows that part of the Gemara, but the Gemara has a hemshach. Says the Gemara, so a person, I'm going to read you the way the Gemara says it, and then we'll see the Marsha. The Gemara says, so a person might say, Shema tayim, Shema yamra, maybe a person will say, okay, Natsarti lashoni meira, I've guarded my mouth from speaking lashon hara, so let me go to sleep. Elech ve'ezgara b'shina. Let me just go to sleep. You told me, what do I need to do to get life? To guard my mouth. So if I guard my mouth, let me go to sleep. Gemara says, not so pashat. Talmud Lomar, the next pasuk, sur meira va'asei toiv. Ve'ein toiv ala toira. No, you still got to learn. Right? That's the pashat pshat in this Gemara. But the Marsha doesn't learn that way. The Marsha here says an incredible, incredible beer. Says the Marsha, when the Gemara says that a person would say, Natsarti l'shayni meira, let me go to sleep. It's not the pshat that is a kapa. What the person doesn't realize that there's 248 assays, 365 lois assays. He doesn't realize that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'yom of alayla. He says, no. But Chazal say, the Gemara says, that everybody, kimat everybody will say, is nechshal in avak lashon hara. If everybody's nechshal and avak lashon hara, so what's my choice? How could I? You tell me the only way I'm going to get life is natsarti l'shani meira. If I close my mouth and I don't speak bad, but as a human being, it's going to happen. It will happen. So what should I do? Shema yomar adam. If a person will say natsarti l'shani meira, you want me to not say a word about another person? The only answer is to sleep all day. That could explain, you know, why. You know, why you don't always see people during the day. You know, why they're shloven? Because they want to have life. Natsarti l'shayni meira. A person could say, it's the only way. The only way I could have chayim is natsarti l'shayni meira. Elech ve'ezgara b'shena. I have no choice. I've got to sleep all day. Stay away from people and go to sleep. Says the Marsha. Shema yomar adam egara b'shena mishum deka'amar k'dei shaloi ava lidei l'shanara. I have to go to sleep so that I won't come to Lashon Hara. Not that I don't speak, so I might as well go to sleep. It's my only Eitzah. The answer is, that's not your only Eitzah. Talmud Lomar, Sur Meira Vaasei Toiv. Ki Iskecha Batayra. If you're involved in Limud HaTorah, Tishmar Ascha. The Limud HaTorah will guard you and protect you from coming to Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara is something that everybody is Nachshal. Somehow, when a person learns Torah, what happens is he's not an everybody. He's not an anybody. He becomes somebody who gains control. He's somebody who's lifted above being. Everybody's nechshal in avak lashon hara. Yes, those are the people that the way they live their lives are by who they are. This is who I am. What do you want? It's who I am. When a person connects himself to limud haTorah, specifically to Esek haTorah, which is what he's talking about, it changes a person. You're not just a person. Chazanish calls a person who's Isaac B'Torah. He's a malach who's walking around among people. What do you mean a malach? What makes him a malach? He only has one foot. He says Kaddish after the Yidden say Kaddish. But a malach means he's not controlled by his nature. A malach does the Ratzon Hashem. A person through Limud HaTorah, through Isaac HaTorah, becomes a more elevated person. A more elevated person meaning somebody who actually has, who has that control, who has that ability to control himself and to be bigger than his natural instincts, to be bigger than his natural tendencies. It's a very, very, very powerful yesod. We asked Akasha, so what is the Gemara saying? Rav Yosef says, Rabbi Yossi says, bring out the meats. Bring out the meats on Shavuos. Why the meats? Because Ilav Hayom, if not for the day that I started to learn Torah, there would have been many Yossis in the Shuk. Why? Because what happened when I learned Torah? Rashi adds the word, Ilav Hayom Shalamadati Torah Venisraimamti. Nisraimamti means what? It made me a bigger person. I'm not just another Yossi that you find in the Shuk. I'm somebody who has control. I'm somebody who has control over myself. I'm somebody who's able to make decisions in life. I'm somebody who's able to be the person I want to be. And not and get there. I can make decisions. I'm a holy person. I'm a loftier person. I could control it. I'm not just pulled by instincts and impulses and urges like another Baal Chai or like people who are in the Shuk. And this also explains, we said, what do you mean? But there's a lot of Yossis in the Beis Medrash. But the Nisrei Mamti is talking about me, Klape, myself. I'm elevated above my natural instincts that pull me, that draw me, that schlep me. I'm a Nisrei Mamti, and that's a very personal thing. Nobody has my Yetzara. Nobody has my Mashichas to think. I'm the one who has that. Everybody's got their thing. Lamadati Torah v'Nisrei Mamti is something that's so personal. And this is the message in B'chukaise Teilechu. If you go, you find yourself going, being drawn, being pulled by the Chukei Ateva, then you should realize Ves Mitzvaisei Tishmeru. Go for the mitzvahs. You could do them. Whatever the Torah wants, you could. Vasisa Maisam, you could remake them. How so? But we're saying over from the Maharsha specifically through something called Esa Katara. Specifically through Esa Katara. I want to take this a step further. This, I believe, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we mentioned this. But it's a very, very, very important yesod at the end of Parshas Behar, very end of Behar. And this is, I think it'll bring out this nekuda that we're mentioning. The pasuk at the end of Behar, mamish the end, the third to the last pasuk, second to the last pasuk. Lo yisasu lachem elilim. Okay, here's another one of the psukim that tell us to stay away from avodah zarah. Lo yisasu lachem elilim. Don't make elilim for yourselves. And don't make a pesel and a matseva. Don't make avodah zarah. And Yashem Elokecha. Rashi says, lo yisasu lachem elilim is referring to the following. Many times the Torah says avodah zarah, says the Isra avodah zarah. There's always a new chiddush each time. Listen to the way that Rashi explained. Rashi is a Marav Sinigri. It's something that needs a pshat. Rashi says this pasuk is referring to a person, a yid, who ran out of money, and he had to sell himself to a guy. So he's a yid who's an eved ivri, an eved to a guy. Shelo yomar. The Torah is saying, don't say, hoil v'rabi megale arayas, since my master is megale arayas, afani kamaisai, so I'm like him. Or, Hoyel v'rabi oved avodas kochavim, since my master worships avodah zarah, afani kamoisai, I'm like him. Hoyel v'rabi machal shabbos, afani kamoisai, I'm like him. That's what the pasuk is referring to when it says, lo yisasu lachem elilim. This pasuk is this Rashi is so hard to understand. But there was a havamina. If the Torah wouldn't write lo yisasu lachem elilim, so I would think that if my master worships avodah zarah, I should do that. If my master is mechal shabbos, I should be mechal shabbos. If my master is megale arayas, I should do that. Why would I ever think such a thing? Why would I have such a hava amina? Sorry. Why would I have such a hava amina? And we wanted to make a diuk. Rashi says, this is talking about a person who's Nimkar Lanachri, that he should not say, since my master is Megale Arayas, Afani Kamoisai. That Lashon of Afani Kamoisai, Rashi doesn't say, since he's Megale Arayas, I should be Megale Arayas. He says, since my master is Megale Arayas, and Mechal Shabbos, and Oved Avodah Zarah, I am like him. What do you mean, I'm like him? So unto the Taina, I'm like him means, I'm not Megale Arayas. I'm not Oved Avodah Zarah. I'm not Mechal Shabbos. Of course I'm not. But since I'm not, since I believe that I'm like him, I look at him and the way he behaves, and I look at me and the way I behave, and I say, as long as I'm not doing what he's doing, so I've already arrived. I'm already a Baal Madrega. Afani Kamoisa, I am like him, meaning I have the same tendencies that he has. I could also be Machal Shabbos, I could also be Megala Arayos, and yet I'm not. So therefore I'm perfect. Look at yourself as cut out of the same cloth and say, I'm really shaykh to the things that he's shaykh, and therefore if I'm not doing that, I don't have to do anything more. Look at how amazing I am. I'm not doing what he does. Look again, in the Lashon, don't say, Hoyel v'rabi megale arayas, af ani kamoisa, I'm like him, because I'm exposed to all these things, and yet I don't do it. I really am shaykh to the same things, and yet I don't. So I'm gavaldik. Don't use your master as the barometer of what you're supposed to be, of whom you're supposed to be. That's not a fair barometer. Who are you? You're the person who you could be. Take a Black Gemara and learn it, and you'll see the person that you could be. Take a Rishon and go through it and see the person whom you could be, but really go through it. Take out a Musa Sefer and let it inspire you, and you'll see who you could be. Lamadati Torah v'nisra imamti. Don't say that if this is my master and this is what he's doing, I'm like him and I'm not doing that, I'm gavaldik. No, you're not. You could be so much bigger. Limud HaTorah could elevate you. You bechlal not cut out of that cloth. You're so much bigger. You're so much more than that. You could be so much more than that. You are so much more than that. So be so much more than that. Don't use him as a barometer. As we're coming towards the Yantav of Shavuos, it's so important. It's so chashuv. We already passed Lag BaOmer at this point. The Sifra Avodah break the days of Sfira into 32 and 17. The 32 is the lave, the 17 is toiv. The lave are the midas of a person. And the toiv is ain toiv ala Torah, it's preparation for Torah. Starting with Lag BaOmer, now we're going towards there, realizing what Torah does for a person. Limud HaTorah, Kiyum HaMitzvahs, they change a person. The nature versus nurture discussion. We're learning it today in B'chukai Sei Teilechi, you find yourself being pulled in a certain way. Realize as mitzvah say tishmaru, you could be everything. You could be holy, you could be pure, you could be in control, you could be everything that you ever wanted to be. And plus, you don't realize who you could be, how big you could be. How do I do that? Va'asisa ma'isam, you have to remake it. And the way I remake it, we're saying, first of all, ein toiv ala Torah, through limud HaTorah, a person's able to get there. Asun mar pelashen, that in addition to limud HaTorah, you know, on Shavuos, Hashem didn't only give us the Torah. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs as well, meaning not only limud HaTorah, but he gave us the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he says a tremendous yesod. He says if a person is in the middle of an nisayon, and an nisayon is pulling at a person, always the yesod is when a person's confronted with an nisayon, so try to avoid it before it comes. Try to distract yourself. Try to focus on whatever else so that I'm not struggling with an nisayon at hand. But what if I didn't get there in time and the nisayon is there? It's in full vengeance. It's coming. It's overtaking me. The Mar Palashin says, discusses, we don't have to go through a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin is Masbir with this. Myself of Reb Tzadik and the Matronisa. He says, quickly do a mitzvah that you're not having any sign with. Or quickly stay away from an avera that you're not having any sign with. Because that'll elevate you. The mitzvah, gereris mitzvah. Again, I'm struggling with any sign that I feel like I'm about to give in. Get in a mitzvah then, because the mitzvah will make you holier. The mitzvah will make you purer. Mitzvah gereris is a kayach to a mitzvah that it lifts us, it elevates us. But obviously, the kind of learning and Kiyum HaMitzvah that we're talking about that actually has this change and he's able to develop a person and he's able to lift the person above is when I'm focused on my learning, when I'm focused on the mitzvah. If I have a big gulp next to me and a huge thing of Gary Nim and something, it's going to be very hard for me at that point to, again, it's the Kayach HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, but to be Mahapech a person means that I'm focused. I'm driven, I'm focused, I'm connected. I'm allowing it to seep in. I'm allowing it to enter my mind, to enter my heart, and to become a part of my mahus. When I learn Torah in that way, Takeim b'chukai say teilecha, one of the Arachaim's pshatim are, teilecha means if you go away to be amal the Torah. It's always the best thing, have a gaila l'makam Torah. Go away, focus, and be able to focus in that way. Now it's lav dafka, it's something that we have the ability to do. But a person blocks blocks time, blocks space, blocks emotional energy, and connects and becomes a part of the Limud HaTorah, allows the Limud HaTorah to become a part of him, allows his Kiyum HaMitzvah to be into the davening, into the tefillah, into the learning, into the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It mamish has the ability to be mahapech a person. Something like the Gemara says, everybody's nechshel in avak lashon hara. Well, anybody who's an everybody. But if somebody's not an everybody, he belongs to the Nisra Mamti club. He's part of the people who are Nisra Mamti. They lifted themselves, not above other people, above themselves. Nisra Mamti, I've become bigger than myself. I could control myself. I'm able to make decisions. I could be the Eved Hashem, the Eved Hashem, the Mavakesh Hashem that I want to be. Then hopefully a person could be extremely matzliach with that. Going into Shavuos, Mitzvah Hashem, as we go preparing ourselves in the last 2 weeks to be able to be bizarchot, to be makabal the Torah eventually, ba'avo, besimcha. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.